USA Radio News.
I'm Brandon Gunn. This morning, North Korea warned the United States will face, quote, a very grave situation because President Joe Biden, quote, made a big blunder in his recent speech by maintaining North Korea is a security threat. Last week, Biden made his first address to Congress, during which he called North Korea and Iran's nuclear programs serious threats to American and world security, promising to work with allies to address those problems through diplomacy and stern deterrence. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia stated he does not support the House-passed D.C. statehood bill or a sweeping bill that would overhaul federal elections.
If Congress wants to make D.C. a state, it should propose a constitutional amendment. It should propose a constitutional amendment and let the people of America vote.
With Senator Manchin opposing and the filibuster still intact, Democrats stand little chance of passing the D.C. statehood bill through the current Senate. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
As the U.S. begins to bring troops home from Afghanistan, USA's Wendy King takes a look back to when it all began.
It's been 10 years since the leader of Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, was killed in Pakistan.
We wanted to get bin Laden. I'm really happy we got bin Laden. We sent a message that no matter who you are, how tough you think you are, we have men and women who will go get you, and we did.
Robert O'Neill is the Navy SEAL who killed the terrorist in 2011, which was 10 years after the 9/11 attacks. In Afghanistan, the U.S. and NATO forces that still remain there have started leaving. President Biden has ordered them out of the country by September 11th. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Strong thunderstorms forecast for Louisiana and Mississippi. As we get into the week, a cold front is expected to move eastward from the plains to the Midwest, with the possibility of severe thunderstorms in Ohio and Tennessee River valleys. Check us out online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/USA Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Georgia's governor says the situation on the southern border continues to worsen. USA's Dan Naraki has more.
Arizona has approved additional funding for the stationing of National Guard troops on the southern border. The state's emergency council approved about $2.5 million to pay for the deployment of 250 Guard troops to assist law enforcement in border areas. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp visited National Guard troops from his state positioned on the border in Texas this week and tells Fox News that conditions on the border have worsened since his last trip in December.
The cartels are making a lot of money shipping people across the border. They're really have a strategic plan. They'll start throwing kids and people in the river that can't swim to divert Border Patrol agents from getting these cartel members. And then they'll also send people across to be a decoy to draw attention to them and then send, float forward rangers full of drugs across the river and get them into the interior of the country. So really, really different versus December when I was there.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
SpaceX returned 4 astronauts from the International Space Station this morning, the first U.S. crew to splash down in darkness since the Apollo 8 moonshot. The Dragon capsule parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Panama City, Florida, just before 3 a.m. local time, ending the second astronaut flight for the Elon Musk company. The trip lasted just 6.5 hours. For USA Radio News, I'm Brandon Gunzel.